Page 81. 7. Future bodies. Developing speaking. 2. Work in pairs. Discuss what happens next in the story. Write down your ideas. Perhaps Megan has to go to the hospital. 3. Watch to find out how the story continues. 4. Answer the questions. 1. What happened to Megan's mother? 2. When will her mother go home? 3. What is the problem for Megan's father? 4. Why can Megan help without going to school? 5. What does Megan say to the others is the good thing? 6. What does Luke mean when he says, it's all ups and downs? Phrases for fluency. 1. Find the expressions 1 to 6 in the story. Who says them? Match them to the definitions AF. 1. I suppose so. A. What I want to say is. 2. I mean, B. I really don't care. 3. Whatever. C. Here's what I think. 4. I can't wait. D. I think that's possibly true. 5. Wait and see. E. You'll know in the future. 6. Tell you what. F. I hope it happens very soon. 2. Complete the conversations. Use the expressions 1 to 6 in exercise 1. 1. A. I'm going to see the new Ryan Gosling film on Saturday. B. We could go together. If that's okay with you. 2. A. What are you going to give me for my birthday? B. It's a surprise. 3. A. You look so funny in that yellow shirt. B. Alex. 4. A. Can I go out tonight, Dad? B. But don't be late back, okay? Word wise. Expressions with do. 1. Complete the sentences from the video. 1. She was doing some. Upstairs. 2. I can do there. And everything. 3. Thanks. She's doing, though. 2. Complete the sentences with a word from the list. Ice cream. Homework. Cooking. Well. 1. Joe's upstairs, he's doing his. 2. Did you do in your exam? 3. They do great at the new cafe. 4. Mum has a rest on Sundays and we all do there. 3. Speaking. Complete the questions. Then ask and answer with a partner. 1. You a lot of exercise? 2. Where you your homework? 3. You okay with your school work these days? 4. Who the cleaning in your house? Functions. Sympathizing. 1. Complete the extracts from the story with the phrases in the list. Poor you. That's a shame. I'm sorry to hear that. Poor thing. 1. Megan. But I know one thing, he shouts at me all the time. Everything I do is wrong. Olivia. 2. Megan. Oh, well, she'll be home tomorrow. Dad. That's right. Then a few days at home. 3. Ryan, Megan. Olivia. Me too. Megan. Thanks. She's doing okay, though. 4. Megan. But it means I can't go out with you guys on Friday. Ryan. 2. Read the situations. What can you say in each one? 1. You meet a friend. You know that your friend lost something important yesterday. Poor you. 2. You hear that Alex broke his arm last weekend. You meet Alex's brother. 3. Your neighbor says, I feel terrible today, I think I'm ill.